All right, welcome back. It is time once again to stick it into another episode of Outlaw Highway Randomness. So,
what do you say it like that for?
I don't know.
Goofy ass. Damn, 10 seconds into the show and I already said fuck.
Right? You know, man, I've had some ear problems going on this week, and my ears, I woke up, well, yesterday I got here in Idaho, and within 3 hours, like, I couldn't hear out of my left ear. This morning, I woke up, and I couldn't hear out of neither ear, and I was like, well, that ought to be interesting. So, today, so far, I pretty much eat this whole box of Alka-Seltzer cold medicine, and now I can hear out of both ears. Well, I might not be able to hear as good as I thought I could, but nevertheless, we can hear. So fuck you. How about that?
So what we got? Am I gonna start us off?
You can. I got a Florida man, and I have a surprise for you, and then I have something else that I touched on the other day, and I got to gandering at it, and they wasn't the only couple that this happened to. So, yeah.
We're going to start off. I got a new puppy, and she's adorable, and you seen her.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is with puppies and wanting to chew on shit, but I come in from work, and I took my shoes off after I sat down on the couch, watched a little bit of TV, and looked down, and this bitch had her whole head in my shoe, just laying there. Nom, 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 nom.
Damn. Puppies chew because of teething.
Yeah. She got some sharp-ass teeth. You can't be barefooted around that bitch. She walks up on you when you got your feet on the floor, and she'll just sneak up and grab a hold of your fucking toe. She did that a couple of times.
Well, are you going to tell them what kind of dog it is, or do you want me to do that?
Oh, it's a Rottweiler, a German Rottweiler. The feller that – I should have done my research because I didn't realize them some bitches got that big. But the feller that sold it to us, he waited till after I handed him the money, and then he tried to be nonchalant. He was like, oh, yeah, she could be like 200 pounds. I looked at him. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, there's a chance she could weigh up to 200 pounds. I was like, that's right. Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, they get pretty big, the German breed. I think the American Rottweilers, I think they're actually smaller. But the True Blood Rottweiler, yeah, they are pretty big.
Yeah, but she'll be a good guard dog, hopefully.
Well, I guess let's go ahead and touch base on that one thing that you wanted to talk about, and fuck it, we'll just do it.
I thought we wasn't going to talk about it.
That's okay.
Well, now I don't have my article pulled up because you said we wasn't going to talk about it.
Well, okay. I tell you what, you look for your article, and I'll start us off the way I always start us off, with a Florida man. I don't have one this week, but... You know, I wasn't going to do a Florida man to start with, but I felt like this guy, because I always root for the bad guy, I feel like he needed to be heard about. So, this motherfucker, and I'll read the headline here. Florida man accused of stealing two trucks, a car, a four-wheeler, and a forklift in crime spree.
He stole what?
He stole two trucks, a car, a four-wheeler, and a forklift.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a busy beaver. So, an Ocala man had been arrested after police say he went on a massive crime spree through some fucking county in Florida. Charles Harrington, is accused of breaking into several buildings, stealing two trucks, a car, a four-wheeler, and a forklift. Deputies found one of the trucks stuck in the mud. Authorities say Harrington rode around in the truck until he got stuck at the back of the property in Pearson. Officials say that the vehicle's catalytic converter had been cut off. Authorities say they began to get more reports of Harrington's other crimes. First, deputies got a report of another car stolen, along with a pair of shoes, cigarettes, and a lighter from the home. Can't, you know, them kind of go hand in hand. If you got cigarettes, you need a lighter. So,
right.
Way to go, little buddy. Officials say a report then came in of a stolen four-wheeler from a different resident. After that call, deputies said they got a report that a person was riding the four-wheeler at a fernery property. The man took off running after he asked to drink from the sprinklers, authorities said. Harrington was found nearby the truck, stuck in the mud with the keys in his pocket. Harrington was taken into custody in the county jail and is on $88,000 bond. So he was a busy bastard, and this was pretty much all in one day.
Hey, that motherfucker had to have been moving to steal all that shit. What the fuck you gonna do with a forklift?
And he's got a tattoo of a star on his chest, which, you know, just kind of reiterates the fact that you can't trust motherfuckers wearing a star. So.
So when he
stole this. I'm not saying you can't trust cops, but I'm just saying, obviously, you're a shady motherfucker if you got a star tattoo.
When he stole this forklift, did he try to drive away on the forklift? Because that'd make it funny as shit.
They didn't mention the forklift in the article other than to say that he stole the forklift. They didn't even say that they got a report of a stolen forklift.
Could you imagine that motherfucker trying to get away on a forklift? Shit, you could jog up to the motherfucker and catch him.
That would have been funnier. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That'd have been a better article than him getting the truck stuck in the mud.
But, you know, I mean, you obviously see the cops. Why the fuck would you keep the keys in your pocket? Like, hell, mm-hmm. I was just walking down the road and saw this truck sitting here trying to see right. What's going on, make sure they need help. And ain't nobody in it, officer. Instead of just, hey, I got the keys in my pocket because I'm a fucktard.
Criminals ain't the smartest. They ain't the sharpest tools in the crayon box.
You know, that's the thing. The criminal stories that would give me that feel-good feeling inside, it's because they haven't been caught. Mm-hmm. I always root for the bad guy. I can't help it.
Unless they're fucking idiots. Right. Like, if you're gonna commit a crime, I mean, you got to be smart enough to fucking get away with it.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, I don't know. That was kind of silly because I guess, you know, maybe they just put it in the headline just to catch your eye because that's just one more thing. But yeah, they didn't mention the stolen forklift at all. That's kind of weird.
Like, you hear all the time about motherfuckers stealing trucks or fucking four-wheelers and shit like that. How often you come across a news article, a motherfucker stole a forklift?
I don't know.
What was he going to do with said forklift?
Right? Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like I said, for some reason that wasn't in the article, so apparently they didn't have a lot of details on that. But, you know, I mean, he could have drove that forklift 500 yards and they'd have considered it stolen, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I got my article. I did. So,
all right. I don't really consider this political. I'm just saying that's why we're doing it.
Yeah. Not quite. Not yet. It depends on how shit falls apart. But as of 8:37 today, I think it's that's when this article come out. I seen another article just a few minutes ago that said the Taliban has declared victory in Afghanistan. They have officially moved in. The government is in collapse. The president has fled the country, and the Taliban is back. So, let's see here. But see, and this is where I'm confused, because apparently on Sunday evening, the former president, not even going to try to pronounce his fucking name, announced on Twitter, of all things, that he was forming a coordinating council to peacefully transfer the power over to the Taliban. And apparently the Taliban said, fuck that, and they just come in guns blazing.
Well, why would you be turning over anything to the fucking Taliban?
I guess they thought it would be less confrontation, maybe. So they knew it was going to happen, so they was trying to, I guess, what's the phrase I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Minimize the fucking...
Right. Okay, I see what you're getting at. Well, you know, I mean, and that might be, but, you know, they terrorize your people. Fuck turning it over. You know, all he did was save his own ass. That's all he did.
Yep.
They ought to execute that motherfucker. Because that ain't right. That
escalated quickly.
Well, fuck him. You don't turn your back on your people. You're an elected official, or, well, I guess they did an election. Fuck, I don't know. But at the end of the day, you just turn your back and run, you know, throw your own people under the bus. Sounds like a good reason for a stoning to me.
Right. I just wonder if we're going to get involved again, because we was already pulling out.
Well, didn't you like actually go in depth, but didn't you just tell me that?
Well, I seen another article, because this has been trending all day, but it said we sent in, I think it was 2,000 to help evacuate, but that was not my tablet just died and I'm trying to get it to charge, but
Okay, well, here, I got you. Taliban fighters poured into the Afghan capital on Sunday amid scenes of panic and chaos, bringing swift and shocking close to the Afghan government and a 20-year American era in the country. President Ashraf, whiny little bitch, we'll just go with that because at the end of the day he ran away. Fled the country, and the council of Afghan officials, including the former president, whatever the fuck his name is, said they would open negotiations with the Taliban over the shape of the insurgency takeover. By day's end, the insurgents had all but officially sealed their control of the entire country. The speed and violence of the Taliban swept through the countryside and cities. The previous week caught the American military and government flat-footed, hastily arranged American military helicopter flights, evacuated the sprawling American embassy compound in Kabul, ferrying American diplomats and Afghan embassy workers to the Kabul military airport. At the civilian airport next door, Afghans wept as they begged airline workers to put their families on outboard commercial flights, even as most were grounded in favor of the military aircraft. So it sounds like to me, and you know, I'm not CNN, so I'm not trying to speculate here, but it sounds like to me that their own president pretty much negotiated giving them the fucking country and then bounced, which kind of left us holding our dicks in our hand.
And I've seen stuff where they're comparing this to the fucking fall of Saigon when we evacuated Saigon.
Well, that's crazy shit right there. I don't know about it. I mean,
I was discussing with a mutual friend of ours, who we discussed before the show, and this is where we're going to be kind of treading that line. I think we're going to get involved again, just like we did the first time. We're going to get involved. He disagrees,
right?
Because of the current administration, with them being as disliked as they are, he doesn't think that he's going to push that anymore, you know, run the risk of pissing off even more people. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But we've proven time and time again that we cannot not get involved in shit. We always seem to get involved in shit.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, we've been over there. We was already over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. That little scumbag just kind of... He seems like a shady motherfucker from what I read, pretty much, you know?
Yeah.
So, damn, I can't remember if we did this or not, but in trucking news, how old is this? It's March 27, 2020. I might have already done this. Carrier pays $3,300 to remove boot after trucker threatened with $8,000 charge.
The fuck did he do?
I don't know. Let's find out. A Kentucky truck driver was threatened with an $8,000 tow and impound charge after his tractor trailer was booted at Walmart on Thursday morning. And this was in Charlotte, North Carolina. Donald Spellings, 38, of Radcliffe, Kentucky, was on his 10-hour break and preparing to make delivery of the Coca-Cola product for Auburn, Kentucky-based Downey Trucking on Thursday, when he was awakened by pounding on the driver's side door at approximately 2:30 in the morning. Now, see, I'm the wrong motherfucker to wake up like that.
Right.
Because we wouldn't have been discussing anything if you'd have woke me up pounding on my door like that.
It's fucking 2:30 in the morning.
Well, it was 12:30, but yeah.
You said 2:30, I thought.
Did I? I don't know. Either way, it was 12:30. So you are booted and you cannot move, Spellings recalls being told by the representative of Trust Towing and Recovery, which was working the Walmart parking lot in Charlotte, right off of Interstate Highway, right off of Highway 16. Spelling said that he was startled and shocked because only hours earlier, he had called and spoken with the manager of the store and was assured his rig there was not a big deal. We love truck drivers, Spelling said he was told by the Walmart manager. Once he arrived at the store, he went in and purchased a few items, then again sought and received permission to park his rig in the lot. In fact, Spelling says during the course of a 7-year career as a trucker, he's followed the same protocol multiple times and never had any trouble. He called his wife before going to sleep in preparation of his early morning delivery. A short time later, he found himself awakened and upset, but things were about to get even worse for Spellings. The TTR representative issued a $3,600 bill to remove the boot and inform him if he chose not to promptly pay the fee, he would be facing an $8,000 towing and impound recovery charge. They gave him until 2:45 a.m. before his rig would be towed, Spellings told Transportation Network, TNN, Transportation National Network. I thought that didn't make no sense. Since some uneasiness in the situation, Spellings attempted to speak with another trucker whose flatbed rig was also booted. However, Spellings said he was warned by TTR not to speak to the other driver. First of all, you talk to me like that at fucking 1 o'clock in the morning, and somebody better call the cops because I'm sending your stupid ass to the hospital.
Right.
What in God's name? Go ahead. You got something you want to say?
Well, I was going to say, if he's delivering, especially if he's delivering to this Walmart, there shouldn't have been no fucking problem at all.
It didn't say he was delivering to Walmart. It just said Coca-Cola. So I don't know if he was delivering to that Walmart or where the fuck he was delivering. It didn't really say that. Yeah. Let's see here. According to Spellings, TTR representative on site, two men named Willie and Quinn kept the two truckers separated. Additionally, Spellings was told he was not allowed to take photos of the boot. You got me fucked up.
This sounds like some shady ass shit on the towing company.
I'd have went and called the cops at that point. Probably to tell them that I just beat a motherfucker to death. But anyway, stunned by the situation, Spellings immediately picked up the phone and called his dispatcher, Lisa Williams, who had been dispatcher for Downey Trucking since 2003, answered early morning call. "Excuse me, what do you mean?" Williams responded to Spellings as he informed her of the situation. She asked to speak to Willie and Quinn and engaged them in a conversation. "In times like this, you're seriously going to do this?" she asked the men. That's when she says things, they became belligerent and threatening. The incident was going to cost the company even more if she didn't cooperate. Eventually, TTR representatives told Williams if she paid immediately, they would lower the removal fee to $3,300, so she did. She did what she felt was right. Jim Downer, owner of Downey Trucking, told TNN. Downey says he called TTR on Thursday morning after becoming aware of the situation and was able to get the owner, Quinn, on the phone. "I don't even want to tell you what he said, but it started with a F-U," Downey recalled. Downey was so upset about the incident, he posted about it on social media and even contacted his local congressman. Wow.
That seems like some shady shit on the trucking or on the towing company. That sounds like they was trying to do some illegal shit.
Yeah. So TNN also contacted TTR on Thursday and spoke with a man who only wanted to be identified as Marcus. According to Marcus, the two rigs got the boot during the course of the night. Spellings rig and the flatbed rig, Marcus told TNN, the rigs were parked illegally and that Spellings wasn't hauling anything important. Not food, not water, not medical supplies, just general freight. TTR patrols the lot intensively because that Walmart location has a problem with drugs and prostitution, Marcus claimed. Okay, but you're not a goddamn cop. You run a tow service. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Wow. Man, this just goes on and on. But I do know a lot of North Carolina, there's a lot of city and town ordinances about no truck parking, not necessarily the business. But at the end of the day, if it's your business and you say it's okay, that should be the end of that.
Yeah, I agree.
But I know a lot of Walmarts are getting to the point. Yeah. Well, I know a lot of Walmarts are getting to the point to where they don't allow truckers because of shit truckers have done in the past.
Yeah. A few bad eggs fucking it up for everybody else.
Yeah. Anyway, that's your trucking news. TTR in Charlotte, North Carolina is a bunch of jackasses. I hope somebody beats Quinn's ass at some point in time in his life. Sounds like he deserves it.
I'm like you, though. You catch the wrong motherfucker doing that shit that early in the morning, you may just get your ass fucking whooped. Motherfucker right? Probably been driving all fucking day. He trying to get some sleep, and you gonna fuck with him?
I tell him, tow it if you want to, motherfucker, but you gonna tow me with it. Lock my door, close my curtain, and go back to bed. Piece of shit.
And I wouldn't think that, I don't think they'd be able to tow it with you in it, would they?
Not legally. They'd have to call the cops, in which case us and the cops could get to the bottom of that bullshit. Because that sounds a lot like highway robbery. So, yeah,
that's fucking outrageous.
Yeah. So, what else you got?
Going along the trucker route, man, you was with me. That fucking Iowa 80 truck stop is fucking nuts.
There you go.
Them motherfuckers got a dentist office in there.
I got a dentist. I got a chiropractor, a barbershop.
I didn't even see the chiropractor. I got lost twice in there.
Yeah, they had a chiropractor upstairs with the dentist.
Yeah, I got lost twice trying to find out where the fuck to go to get a shower.
Yeah. That's definitely an interesting place. I mean, they literally have everything. If you can think of something you want to put on your rig, they got it. They even have rubber dicks in the Volvo section.
And it's like a fucking attraction there too. Like I seen signs where it was an actual, you know, like you got attractions, you know, whether it be, you know, Kentucky Down Under or whatever. And that was on the fucking attraction sign.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a pretty big tourist destination. There's people coming in out of there all times of the day and night. It's packed a lot of times like a Bucky's, you know, I mean, because, I mean, like I said, they literally sell everything. It's the only place where you could, like, literally go to get everything you need for a first date if you wanted to woo a girl, so to speak. I mean, you could literally go in there and get a mattress for the back of your pickup truck, a box of condoms, a 12-pack of beer, and a guitar.
You can get a guitar in there. I've seen them.
I ain't joking. So, yeah, it's pretty nuts. But speaking of nuts, while we're on the subject of not really nuts, but I have found an article for y'all.
If it's an article, I think it is. I'm glad I didn't try to read that one because I almost picked that.
Biggest vagina in the world.
Nope, not what I thought it was. We went from 0 to 100 like that.
Right? Okay. We all know that your name can appear in the Guinness Book of World Records. It's a way bigger task and can only be accomplished by a few of us. Well, the biggest vagina in the world belonged to Anne Swan. She lived between 1846 to 1988. The Canadian woman or Canadian woman, and it measured what?
She lived from when?
This is 1846 to 1988. How? Wait, that bitch, that right?
That bitch would be 130 years old.
Okay. Maybe the record stood for that long.
Oh, maybe okay. That's a,
yeah, I don't think that's. I've actually looked at several different references to this article. That's not right. I just read it because it was there. I apologize. But anyways, you
142. 142.
Yeah. Well, how about you look up the for real while I'm reading this and shut your fucking mouth?
What am I looking at?
How old Anne Swan actually was, the lady with the world's biggest vajayjay. So anyway, before I got rudely interrupted by this jackass, it measured in circumference of 19 inches.
God almighty.
She is also recorded to have the biggest newborn in the world. She was born in Millbrook and weighed 7.2 kilograms at birth. From birth, she grown quickly, and by the age of 11, she was 6'2".
Grown, she was 7'11".
I know. I'm getting there. Shut the hell up. Did you figure out when she fucking died? Anyway.
Yeah, it's a typo. It's 1846.
I think she actually died.
1888. Not 1988.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
So either you're stupid or it's a typo.
Anyway. No, it's a typo because it says 1988. Now shut the fuck up. And by her 15th birthday, she was 7 feet tall. Well, Anne worked in the circus where she found her husband, Martin Van Buren Bates. Of course she worked in the circus.
Of course she worked in the fucking circus.
And they got married in 1871. Anne conceived two kids. The first one was a girl who weighed 8.16 kilograms. But died at birth. The second baby she gave birth to was 10.7 kilograms and survived for 11 hours and died. It is also recorded that Anne is the only woman who has solar given birth to the heaviest and biggest baby in the entire world. One of them kids, and I don't remember which one, it said that was 34 inches when they were born.
What was the other kid? 10 point what kilograms?
10.7.
God bless. So her first kid weighed 18 pounds at birth. The second kid weighed 23 pounds at birth.
And was 34. I think that's the one that was 34 inches. So, yeah, that was a huge. That was a huge baby for sure. Oh, shit. I found another article by accident. The world's oldest virgin. Clara Meadmore, the world's oldest virgin. She lived up to 105 years without having sex. This means she never had a penis around her vagina. I don't know how she had a sensation, but whatever she is, she's in the Guinness Book of World Records. Interesting. But yeah, so she, let's get back to the fact that she has a 19-inch, well, had a 19-inch vajayjay. I mean, was she in the circus because she was freakishly tall? Or was she in the circus because she had a giant vajayjay and people paid to watch her stick random objects in it? Oh, I don't know, like a bar stool?
I was going to say a bowling ball.
Wow. I don't know. This was just a random. Okay. I say I found the article like I was actually just, you know, scrolling. Oh, shit. I got to tell everybody about this. No, actually, this was one of my randoms. I was driving through Wyoming the other day and bored. And it just hit me. I was like, man, you know, we've talked about so much shit. I wonder how big the world's biggest vagina was. And I looked it up and found that article.
Her poor husband.
That's not the, well, that's not the extensive article that I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I think her husband was a sailor.
Her husband couldn't do shit for her.
Well, I don't know about that, because I don't know if this is just some motherfucker in the circus she took a picture with, because they didn't say, or if that's her husband. But, I mean, he's just, whoever's in that picture with her is just as tall as she is. And, I mean, I don't know if you can see that.
I mean, that may be the case. Yeah. That may be, who the fuck's the little old lady? That may be the case, but that don't mean he had a fucking 18 inch long.
Well, it had to be 18 inches around, but I don't think it has to be, you know, I just, Jesus, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, try to wrap your head around that one.
But, you know, who knows? Maybe his nickname was Mr. Cheese Wheel.
You'd have to have a cheese wheel.
So you got something?
Yeah. Couple more things. I'm gonna save that one for last. 50 years ago, Nixon got rid of the gold standard. Do you know what that is? That was, hey, we can't print more money than what the fuck we can cover. He got rid of that, basically allowing us to print fucking endless amount of dollars.
Right, which all knows is stupid because, well, you can use your credit card to buy something right now, but you still owe somebody for that. Mm-hmm. And that's the same way with printing fucking money, which our government tends to spend, but it literally grows on trees. And who knows? I mean, they're all fucking secretive and shit. Maybe there is money trees. I don't think so, but you know, I mean, I would find it hard to believe that it would just be like U.S. currency trees. Because, you know, everybody's always like, I wish I had a money tree. Okay, well, first of all, that makes no sense. And second of all, like I just said, it couldn't all be U.S. currency trees, now could it? Because that would fuck up the rest of the world.
Right. Maybe it grows pesos.
Is there a yen currency tree? Well, you'd have to have a fuck ton of peso trees to convert that over to American.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You'd have to have like a grove of peso trees. And still you wouldn't have like $8.
You know, the Powerball's like nobody hit it, so it's gonna go up. I bought a couple of tickets. I'm gonna buy a couple more this week because who knows, maybe I'll hit it. But it was $285 million.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab some on the way home, different states.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay, this is not the right article. This is the right article.
And if I hit that motherfucker, y'all will never see my ass again.
Okay, so I got a new article for y'all, but the thing is there's two articles that go along with this. Well, there's two of the exact same technical articles with two different couples on two different sides of the country. But first things first, what happens in Vegas does not necessarily stay in Vegas. February 10th, a couple was arrested for having sex on a towering high roller Ferris wheel in Las Vegas. Told police that they were just having a good time and didn't think anyone would notice their naked antics inside the glass-walled cabin. Chloe Sordanos, 21, and Frank Panzica, 27, were collared around 3 p.m. Friday after workers spotted them tranced on the 550-foot observant wheel, which police described as a visible tourist landmark at the center of the Las Vegas Strip. The workers first spotted Sordanos and Panzica. I'm assuming that A's silence. We're just going to go with Panzic. Smoking and undressing inside a cabin, they were warned at the duo VI intercom system to put the cigarettes out and put their clothes back on. After initially complying with that request, the duo continued to undress and eventually engaged in sexual activity. Police charged. Video from the cabin showed Sordanos laying on her back in the center of the cabin, and Panzic, who was on his knees, removed Sordanos' dress, exposing her naked body. Panzic removed his clothes, exposing his penis and bare buttocks. Police reported that they got back down and began performing cunnilingus with Sordanos, while the high roller employee gave verbal commands over the intercom to stop. While Sordanos and Padzik were having sex, the three occupants of the adjacent cabin were recording the explicit actions with their cell phones. Upon the ride's completion, Sordanos and Panzic were taken into custody by security guards, who later turned the couple over to the cops. The pair was charged with the commission of certain sex acts in public, a felony, after being booked into Clark County Jail, where the above mugshots were taken. Sordanos and Panzic were each released from their custody after posting $3,000 bond. Okay, so like I just said, what happens in Vegas don't necessarily stay in Vegas.
So, first of all, let them motherfuckers do them. They ain't hurt nobody. Second of all, they should have pressed charges against them motherfuckers that was videotaping them. Well, I feel like that's a crime. Right?
You're having sex in public, though.
Okay, and I get that, but
that's a risk you take.
Is that a justifiable reason for them to be videotaped without their knowledge?
I can't have sex at a stoplight and then try to sue the city for the traffic cam catching me.
Well, that's different. These people knowingly recorded them.
Well, I probably wouldn't have recorded them, but I'd at least watched. I mean, that's like Ferris wheel Pornhub. The only thing that would have made that cooler is if everybody was doing it, so I had options.
You know, I got to check now and see if there's something like that on there.
Now, a couple allegedly filmed Ferris wheel sex encounter facing new charges. The same shit happened in South Carolina with a completely different couple. I'd have nailed her. The first one, not so much. This one, fuck yeah. If she'd have said, let's have sex on this Ferris wheel, we'd have been having sex on that Ferris wheel. But okay, so South Carolina couple arrested for allegedly having sex on a Ferris wheel and posting porn videos on their romp has been busted again for a similar stunt. Now, first of all, I don't know what romp is.
But I guess that's the polite way of saying that they was out fucking on a Ferris wheel.
I guess. So where did said videos get posted? Because I kind of want to see it. But anyway, nevertheless, Eric and Lori Harmon, both 36, who got on a recent or who got it on recently, as they rode the glass Glonda 187 foot in the air on a Ferris sky wheel. They call it a sky wheel. It has the same glass enclosure pretty much. In Myrtle Beach, were charged with indecent exposure and participating in of an obscene material. What the fuck kind of charge is that? It sounded like the South Carolina didn't know what the hell to call it, so they just pulled out a dictionary and wrote some shit.
Right, so, and made anyway, some shit up.
Right. But their hanky-panky allegedly continued later on the terra firma. Later on terra firma, when they performed similar acts in a Surfside Beach area. The Randy Twosome turned themselves in Tuesday and were booked on an additional indecent exposure charges, according to the outlet. They were also recently accused of sex acts in a grocery store parking lot and on a bench near Floral Park Playground. Okay, who ain't had sex in a grocery store parking lot? Raise your hand.
No. Who ain't? Me.
No. I haven't. But anyway, I mean, obviously, I covered the windows. Jesus Christ, what's up with all these fucking notifications?
I took care of it.
Okay. Lori also was accused of filming herself urinating at a baseball field and at the playground, reported. She's already faced 3 counts of indecent exposure, 2 counts of participation of obscene material and malicious injury to personal property for pissing on a baseball field. Okay.
I'm sure that's not the worst thing that's happened to that baseball field.
Right. So they didn't get actually caught. They busted them off of all the videos they posted of them doing this shit. She was released from the J. Reuben Long Detention Center. On $18,000 bond. Eric was already charged with 2 counts of indecent exposure and 1 charge of, we all know, we're going to call it PIPO, because that's just fucking ridiculous to try Hippo. To say. Yeah. He was released on a $14,000 bond. On Tuesday, the Lovebirds were released on a $2,500 bond. Yeah. So we have 2 different couples charged with the same shit, basically. But one of them is in more serious shit, and they didn't even get caught having sex. They posted a video of it. So I'm wondering if they have OnlyFans. I wonder if she has OnlyFans.
So the lesson learned is don't have sex in public places.
Well, that ain't necessarily what I was thinking on that, but you know, I mean,
if you're going to do it, don't get caught.
Don't be fucking stupid. I mean, don't like, hey, let's have sex in, you know,
a big ass glass fucking enclosure.
As a parent, I'm not cool with you having sexual relations on the playground. But, you know, I mean, anywhere else in public, by all means, go for it. You know?
What if it was 3 a.m.? You don't know. It's not like there was kids around. You don't know if there was.
Still don't make it right. And I mean, they had sex on a bench too. I mean, it's not like, you know, they were in the parking lot or nothing like that. I mean, because, yeah.
That would make a difference.
Well, that would make a difference. I mean, if you was in the confines of your own automobile, fuck off. Leave me alone. So, but yeah. I don't know. Other than that nose piercing, she's a pretty woman. But yeah, so they got charged with a whole bunch of other shit, not just the Ferris wheel. But apparently, it's most indefinite that sex on a Ferris wheel is illegal. So no Ferris wheel sex at the county fair.
So for any of our fans that were wondering, now you know.
Well, see, when I was first told about this, I was wondering about it. I was like, okay, first of all, that's ballsy as hell because Ferris wheel has that little bar. And, you know, I was thinking Ferris wheel, like a traditional damn Ferris wheel with a little bar and you sit in the seat and it goes around and it kind of swings back and forth. And I thought, now that's all kind of ballsy because you're fixing it so it doesn't lock. And then obviously she's going to have to straddle you. So this sumbitch is rocking back and forth. You know, that's just pretty stupid. I'm envisioning this when I heard about it. But once I actually read the article and realized that it's like a little glass room, you know, that's different. So.
Right. That's like some Final Destination shit.
Right. Well, I'm not scared of heights, but I don't think I'm getting on no 550-foot Ferris wheel neither.
Fuck no. I'm scared of heights. I ain't doing that shit.
So, didn't you say you had one last article?
Well, no, I got a few things. I got my, okay. I got my food. I got my food for thought. I got to pull it up. Though. So, okay. I found this article. I can't remember the exact name of this article, but it's 21 shower thoughts about the Bible. If Mary had a baby, Jesus, and
we're all going to
and
hell.
Jesus is the Lamb of God, then Mary really did have a lamb, a little lamb.
Oh, I know. Wait a minute. What the hell? My headset just turned off.
Noah must have really trusted those two termites that were on the ark. Are you there? Did we lose you?
Yeah, my headset disconnected for some reason. So, I'm back. Trusted those two termites, huh?
Yeah.
You know, we got one person that listens to this show that already says that they listen to our show before they go to church so they can say a prayer for us. I don't think there's no praying out of this one, but go ahead.
Since Adam and Eve were never kids, imagine how horrified they were when their kids' teeth started falling out for no reason at all.
Well, okay.
That's probably my favorite one. Jesus's first miracle was bringing alcohol to a party. That's the coolest party trick ever. Getting off the ark only to see miles and miles of human and animal corpses.
Uh-oh. Something just happened. I think we might have lost him. Well, Jules just disappeared in the middle of, you know. Well, yeah, I heard it. So. Well. Seems to be we're having some connection issues, folks. We'll give him a minute to see if he comes on in, which kind of puts me in a bad spot because I don't have nothing, literally. But, you know, I mean, here's a thought. Has anybody had issues with AT&T this week with your cell phone service? I was in Sydney, Nebraska the other day, literally had nothing. And being bored as hell and down for 10 hours, that sucked because I had no way to watch TV. And I thought, well, okay, I'll download something because I own a lot of movies on Vudu. So, and Amazon Prime. So I was like, well, I'll just go in, use their Wi-Fi, download a couple things, come back to the truck and watch it. It was quite unfortunate that it did not work out for me because when I went in and I started hooking up to their Wi-Fi, it wouldn't work. So I went and found a lady and I was like, hey, am I doing something wrong? Cause I can't get into the Wi-Fi. And she said, oh, our Wi-Fi is down. So yeah, that sucked. I basically just went out and took my bored ass to bed. But yeah, I don't know where Jules is. So you know what? We're pushing that hour mark. He can, you know, I just hope he didn't get smited. So yeah, there's that. Well, I guess being as we're missing Jules, I am Country and we are pulling out.